We're joined by Chief Constable Jim Barker-McArdle to talk about his first year in the job and the challenges that lie ahead. Chief Constable, you've been in post for just over 12 months now. Can you tell us what the biggest highlight of the last year has been?
It's a year that's gone very quickly. I think more than anything, I knew I was coming to a part of the country that was really exciting and interesting to police. I certainly haven't been disappointed. It's been a thoroughly enjoyable first year, a tough one. I'm really impressed with the endeavour and sheer hard work of the men and women who work for Essex Police. Because, of course, it's they that get the job done. I'm just the Chief Constable. They're out on the streets doing the really hard stuff.
Next year looks like it's going to be a challenging one. With these budget cuts that are coming in, how many police staff and police officers in Essex are likely to lose their jobs?
I don't think people should panic or be alarmed. It's difficult to take a lot of money out of policing without there being some impact or consequence for the public. I think we've got to be really smart and build what I've been calling and designing a new blueprint for policing in Essex that says, OK, if we're going to have less money, and we clearly are, it's just a question of how much less money. If we have less money, how do we redesign an organisation that still provides quality services? And how many people we might lose in the process? Well, 80% of our budget is spent on people. So in the new organisation, fewer people will work for us. It's difficult at the moment to calculate exactly how many, but I think we have to prepare ourselves that the figure at the very least is going to be in the hundreds.
Other police forces have given specific figures of people facing redundancy. Is there a reason you haven't?
No, a few have done it. The majority have chosen not to try and estimate firm figures at the moment. But I wouldn't want people to think that it's possible to take tens of millions of pounds of money out of the budget and not have any effect at all on the number of people that work for us.
So how are you going to deal with budget cuts without jeopardising the safety of the people of Essex?
If ever there were a time, the plan extremely well, it's now. Firstly, we've got to build an organisation going forward that's future-proof. This isn't, as you know, some people would suggest, a dash for cash. This has got to be a mature and careful approach to redesigning a police force to make sure that we're sustainable for another 10, 15 years or whatever.
Earlier you mentioned designing a new blueprint for policing in Essex. What exactly does that mean?
If there was ever a clarion call to really expunge from policing wasteful processes, repetition, and unnecessary cost, if there were an opportunity really to boot out of policing once and for all those things that add no value to the public and which sometimes get in the way of the job being done, we do that now. If we're going to redesign an organisation based on less money, I've got to make blooming sure that all our working practices are efficient.
Essex Police has been collaborating with other forces in the region. Is a merger in the pipeline?
Merging forces, for me, just isn't on the agenda. I just don't think we need to do that. I understand some of the arguments in favour. You know, if you merge forces, you can save on a few chief constables and chief officer teams. So I agree that mergers can save more money than collaboration. But I think the desire to work closely with other forces to save money has to be tempered with the fact that the people of Essex tell me that it matters to them to have a force with local identity.
How can you reassure the public that cuts to the number of police officers on the streets of Essex won't lead to increases in crime and antisocial behaviour?
Safety isn't just the number of feet on the street, although that's an important part of it. It's how we operate as a force. It's some of our covert and invisible policing techniques that the public won't see, but which are the most effective techniques at bringing some of the most determined criminals under control. I've made a very clear commitment on TV, on air, on the radio and in newspapers, and I repeat it here, that at key stages in developing the new blueprint for policing in Essex, we will consult with representative groups of the people of Essex. This isn't a model of policing that's designed in a cupboard and then released on the world. I want the people who are most important here involved with us and listening to and challenging what some of our thinking and emerging ideas might be.
Looking forward, how will you measure the success of your second year in the job?
Crime and disorder continues to fall, and we make really good progress year on year for the next 4 years, each year living with a lot less money in the budget.
Chief Constable, thank you for your time.
Thank you.